Welcome to the Bloody Married podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy. And we are totally married. We got our Bloody Marys, and tonight we are talking Scream 7, the news we've got so far, and our theories and predictions.
And with us, we have a totally rad special guest. He is a Wes Craven expert, especially with the film Cursed. He's a podcast regular, Sean Springer.
Oh, Hello, welcome back.
I'm so excited to talk mostly about Cursed.
We really do need to have a whole podcast on Cursed.
And time permitting, Scream 7.
If there's ever anything Scream, you're here.
I'm very excited about that. Yeah. There's been a lot of things Scream.
Yeah, well, we haven't done a podcast in a while, which we said in our last episode. So it's been, what, months and months since all this stuff has started happening?
Mm-hmm. It's also been a year since we've, a bit over a year since we've done a Scream podcast.
Yeah,
because we did it, we would have done it March of 23.
That's true.
That's right.
So it's like, whatever, 1 year and 2 months.
Damn. Yep. It doesn't feel that long ago, but it is.
Yeah. No, right? It's weird.
Hmm. That's nuts. Well, you know, before we dive into it, we have merch.
We do.
And an Amazon wish list. So go to www.bloodymarriedpodcast.com and, you know, support us if you want.
Yeah.
Or you can just support by clicking that old like button, subscribing.
Like, comment. Subscribe, share,
smash that
comment.
Bell to get notifications.
Yeah. Smash that bell, brother. Smash. Scream 7.
Yes. So much stuff has happened.
There's a lot to bring people up to date on.
Yeah.
A lot of it's kind of old news, but we haven't talked about it.
No. So let's
And the people want to know.
They do.
Let's go back to the beginning with the first thing that happened, I believe, was the firing of Melissa, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. She got fired. It was very public, very nasty, and very, very weird to see it like so put out there in the media. And just unfortunate too. That's like, you know, just timeline wise, cause there's going to be a lot of hills as we go down all this news,
for sure,
peaks and valleys. But, yeah, like that was nuts because I think everybody wanted the continuation of the new characters.
That was the core four.
That was like the whole point of like Scream 6 was about like, hey, we're moving away from the old characters. It's not about Sydney anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked the new characters. And probably even when we did our Scream 5 review, like it was like the best introduction to a new cast, I thought, in a lot of ways. And I never, going into Scream 6 when they announced that Neve Campbell wouldn't be in it, I think a lot of people were bummed, and people are still bummed now. But in my opinion, like the new cast, like took it and ran with it, and I never really missed Sydney while watching the film. You know, afterwards, you kind of wish you would have been in it, but
yeah,
I don't know. I wanted to see these characters or new characters like come in.
Yeah, I think Scream 6. After sitting with it, I didn't need Courtney Cox in it.
Yeah.
I didn't need the legacy characters. I was really into the new characters in the core four, and I was excited to see them go on and do like the final one in their trilogy.
And I think with perspective, I don't think they really served the Gale character in Scream 6 as well.
No, I feel like it was an afterthought.
Oh, it totally was. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so looking back now, it's now that everything's resetting a bit, it's, I don't know. My excitement for Scream 7 is, or even a new Scream film might be the lowest it's ever been at.
Oh, wow.
Really?
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, like seriously. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I've mixed emotions, but yeah. So going back to the beginning, Melissa got fired. And then shortly after that, it was announced that Jenna Ortega can't do the film because of scheduling conflicts, which that's what everyone was saying.
Yeah.
But I mean, I kind of call bullshit on that. She just quit because her friend got fired.
Right.
Well, and there's the logistics of there was a newer thing that came out about Jenna Ortega just recently. But it was probably rumored before, but apparently she wanted more money, and she was worth the money, because the success of Scream 6 really had a lot to do with like her star being so big at the time.
Yeah.
Like Wednesday, the TV show had just been out.
Mm.
It was the biggest thing
right.
in like
it was
the
huge.
World at the time.
Yeah.
And like obviously a lot of the younger audience came out to Scream 6, yeah. and Scream 6 was giant. It was huge.
Yeah.
And yeah, it seems too convenient now for her to say, oh, I was never going to do it.
Yeah.
But there is a world where like Scream 7 should have been out by now.
Yeah.
If they had followed the path they originally wanted, it would have been put out in spring 2024.
Yeah, we would have already seen it. And we would have been doing our theories on Scream 8 instead of Scream 7. Right.
Jesse would have predicted the killer.
Exactly. All right, again.
Again.
Yeah. So then she went and before anyone got fired, the directors said they weren't going to do this one. Then they were bringing in someone that they kind of picked.
That was, and yeah, so the filmmaking team, Radio Silence.
Yeah.
They left. Mm-hmm. And then, this is all tied up in Melissa leaving and Jenna leaving. And then all of a sudden they bring in Christopher Landon, the Happy Death Day director, among some other films. Did he do Freaky?
Freaky. Yeah. And the Netflix one with the ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so they had left before, because mm-hmm. I remember Christopher Landon tweeted, like, in the middle of all the Melissa stuff, I remember he just tweeted something that said, like, everything sucks.
Yeah. So then that was the third thing to happen. The new director of Scream 7 left.
Yeah.
And then news after that, I believe, was they were in talks with Nev Campbell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was Nev signed on.
Yeah.
And then after that,
Then they say the original writers are mm-hmm. still staying on, but then the biggest news was that Christopher Landon's replaced.
Yeah, by Kevin Williamson, who's taking up directing it, and he's one of the reasons why we have Scream. He wrote the screenplay for the original, and he's wrote screenplays since then and had input to some degree.
Yeah, he definitely, I mean, depending on all the stories, he definitely wrote Scream 2, although there's been things saying that it got revised heavily.
Yeah.
Some of his ideas for Scream 3 were used. He's the only credited writer for Scream 4, but apparently that's been rewritten. That got rewritten. But that was like Scream 4 had like a crazy like production.
Yeah.
Like every Scream movie's been a mess in production aside from Scream 1 and Scream 2. Maybe even Scream 2 like had some speed bumps and stuff. Because I think they had a thing where like a script leaked like way on or like on the internet like way early.
I remember reading that stuff. That they purposefully leaked a whole bunch of scripts.
Yeah.
So that no one knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. But
they've all kind of been a mess because Kevin Williamson dropped out of Scream 3, dropped out of Scream 4, was never really apparently a part of Scream 5 or 6, but he gave his blessing for those. He's had a lot of TV shows that he's kind of dropped out of. So, but that's just kind of the business.
Yeah.
Like that just happens. It kind of just shows you like just how crazy the business is if you're really paying attention to it. So it's not necessarily like sounding like it probably sounds like a knock against Kevin Williamson, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's like more crazy news before they even like go into production on the film.
And for the most part, I think that's all the solid news we have. I know I hear or I read that they're talking with Courtney Cox, and she'll more than likely do it. And then Patrick Dempsey is being talked about. But aside from that,
I don't know if anyone's signed.
Is there more news?
I don't think she's the only one that's signed, right?
Yeah. So they have Nev Campbell and Kevin Williamson, which, good or bad? I mean, like, it's there from the beginning.
Yeah.
And so they've been along, like, the whole Kevin Williamson, I'm sure, has many ideas of what to do with Scream.
Right. He created the world.
For 30 years.
Right.
And he's had pretty specific thoughts about what Scream 3 should have been.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've talked on previous podcasts that a lot of his ideas for Scream 3 got recycled into the TV series The Following.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say the one exciting thing that I look forward to is maybe Kevin Williamson is, and it's going to sound like a knock against the films, but maybe he's going to be the guy who actually kind of breaks the mold a little bit. Because I was thinking about this in prep for this podcast, like every Scream is exactly the same film.
It's
just different like killer sequences and stuff. Mm-hmm. So maybe, and when Kevin Williamson came back for Scream 4, he did even like kind of play with the expectations with like the twist on the opening
yeah.
for Scream 4. That right. was fun at the time. I don't know if it holds up as well.
It's annoying.
It's a little annoying. It's a little annoying. But at the time, I remember being in theaters being like,
what? At the time, it was fun in the theater yeah. because it was something we hadn't seen
before. It
was
unexpected. Yeah.
Much like how the opening sequence for Scream 6 was fun because it was different.
Yeah.
It was different totally. For sure.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah.
what if they go in a totally different direction, and what if Kevin Williamson's part of that? However, they have said they're using the same script that they had written for Scream 7.
I don't believe that.
But I'm sure it's not. But this is the way I look yeah. at it. Like in a world where there's a formula,
mm-hmm.
like they're just plugging in characters,
plug and play,
because it's gonna start in whatever town they're at. There's gonna be a killing at the beginning that starts off a mystery, and then it's gonna be a kill every 11.5 minutes
yeah.
until you get to the end where the kill is revealed. Like the script, even if they look at it and say like, oh hey, like. These we're just keeping all these kills, and they're already building sets for like whatever the kill is. They can plug and play whatever characters, yeah. and I don't want that anymore.
Yeah,
I really don't necessarily want that. But yeah. maybe we're gonna get it, and it's gonna be awesome because that's happened the last two times.
That's true.
Yeah. You. What do you think? What do you think it would be?
You over there. That might be my wife. Yes.
For the people listening at home, Jesse. Yeah.
What do you think? What are some of your theories for Scream 7, or what would you like to see?
Yeah, Tammy.
What I would like to see is Sydney.
Lady.
Yeah, hey, yeah you.
Hey, Dame.
Hey, see.
Broad.
I would like to see Sid and Mark McDreamy.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that they should do a time jump because I think they have kids. She has kids, so we can get at least a teenager out of that.
Well, and that was one of the rumors that there's going to be a time jump,
and maybe and not just a teenager, but also a littler one. I think because
yeah.
we haven't really had smaller children in the Scream universe yet either.
The danger of like we're going after kindergartners. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, we're totally going after kindergartners.
The film starts with a kindergarten teacher getting a call. Could you imagine that? And they're just like, we're gonna kill all the kids.
And she's like, fuck it, that's fine.
Or all the kids just disappear. The kids disappear under the big parachute.
and then they're gone.
Then they're just all gone.
Do they even play awesome. That game anymore?
They do. And they have the roller scooter things too.
Those are hazardous, but also fun. No killing children.
Yeah.
But
the danger of it.
But the danger of it, and having a younger sibling there as well. And, you know, I still want some Stu ties. Either I want him to be the fucking mastermind and he's alive.
Yeah.
Or part of his family or something, because the last two they've had, you know, it was Billy centric because it's his daughter. I don't think they should be springing Stew children on us, but like sisters, you know, brother, cousins, yeah. niece, nephews, fucking parents.
What if Stew worked at the sperm bank?
There's lots of little Stews.
There's a whole bunch
There's
of
a
Stews.
Little, whole
and it
bunch
just starts
Stews.
With someone logging into 23andMe, and it's like you have 18 cousins.
Oh, what was that Vince Vaughn movie brother. Where that was, where he was...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, it was
based on a true story where it was a guy, he had like 23 kids.
Kids or something like that. Yeah. So I think I would, and then it ends with like her setting in a trap at her house for them, and then it ends
with, like with classic kind of Nightmare on Elm Street Nancy setting traps.
Yeah, I want her to set some traps and kill some people.
It's just Home Alone.
Yeah, nice. She Home Alones it.
That would be funny. That would be funny. Just, what if it was the kids?
The kids like, are helping traps. Her. Like yeah. It's a family affair. We're setting traps for these another fucking like she thinks she's fine now. Of like we've moved on.
Yeah.
I'm safe. I moved with my family. No one's been after me in a while. It ended with New York, whatever. Yeah. And then boom.
Well, yeah, you get into the thing of
Stu's been in a coma for the last 30 years and he wakes up.
How many times can a ghost face come after her?
Right.
You know, like how many movies until that's played out?
Yeah.
So I feel like if you're going to go after her, it has to be related to Stu, because why else Would you go after her?
If only we haven't said this three times.
I'm just saying.
Well, go back to, I mean, it could just go back to the beginning. It's all about family. It could just tie back into with her mother, her father. It could go back to some original stuff.
She has a long lost sister.
Yeah. Now we're getting into silliness, right?
Now we're getting into soap opera.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. What do you want to see out of Scream 7? Like, if it's something different,
do you want?
Do you want a different, or do you want a Scream movie?
I always say I want different, and then we get the exact same thing, but we really like it.
Yeah.
And I still really like it. I'm just a sucker for him.
Yeah.
So
me too.
So my fear is that we're gonna get the Scream movie that we all really hate.
Yeah.
It's got to happen sooner or later.
That's true. Like,
the franchise is gone for a long time. I'd be very sad.
Yeah.
But my when I said earlier, my expectations haven't been lower for a film. It's just because of a lot of the back and forth. And, you know, I think I wanted an ending for Sydney. So maybe the one thing that would help in Scream 7 if there's a definitive ending for her.
Yeah.
I think she deserves it. And I also think, like, maybe the fans don't really care about Sydney as much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love the franchise, but I don't know. It does go back to that thing of logistically, like, how long can you, like, can there be any danger for Sydney?
Yeah.
Right.
When Scream 4 came out, I think everybody thought she was going to die.
Yeah.
And the original ending for it was going to be, like, basically she died.
Mm-hmm.
And then the follow-up that Kevin Williamson had done a treatment for was that she was in a coma at the beginning of Scream 5.
Hmm.
So that was like a whole thing they did, but they never did that sequel.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I don't know. Like, I'd like to see some stakes again.
Yeah. Well, and too, like, your younger audience attached to the younger actors we had for 5 and 6, with Jenna Ortega and Melissa and the other actors, like, that's what the youth can connect with, is those younger characters.
Yeah.
And you could say that a lot of the audience doesn't connect with Neve Campbell because she's older. And so what you're going to have to do is reintroduce another teen cast and make you like those people.
So we get our third new teen cast in the series.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to have to do that, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, if Scream 6 was about franchises, could Scream 7 be about franchise fatigue? And maybe maybe that's something needed, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what's of the moment to comment on. And I would hope that, you know, I would believe in Kevin Williamson being the person to do it.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I mean,
Scream in space?
I imagine if you have Kevin Williamson and you have Neve Campbell, you would think that they would surround themselves with, like, the best crew, the best writers, someone to help these people, like, elevate whatever they're doing, like, the best it could be because of their names. Because Kevin Williamson is a legend in the Scream universe, it would suck for the production company if that the name of the franchise tanked the franchise.
No, that's true, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So you would imagine they have a lot of help and they have a lot of people.
You'd hope so, but it seems like they've kind of fumbled the ball on this movie a lot. Because, I mean, not to get political in any ways, because I have no expertise on the stuff Melissa Barrera had, like, commented on.
Me either.
And we're not going to solve it in this podcast whatsoever. But, you know, I would say that had her comments come out 6 or 7 months later, I think there'd be a different
There'd be a very different
public reaction to
Definitely.
It. And so it's just really kind of unfortunate to have any kind of react like that strong of reaction.
Yeah.
But the reality might have been that, you know, at the end of the day, maybe her and Jenna Ortega just wanted more money, and they deserve it.
Yeah.
And maybe the production, typically when that stuff happens, like, the productions, like, are, like, actively, like, looking for a reason not to bring people back. Because, I mean, there's controversies with actors all the time, and they're still working.
Right.
You know, so it's really probably about money more than anything else. Yeah.
Which is lame.
But I would think that they would be worth it, because Jenna Ortega is one of the hottest actresses, the hottest ticket in Hollywood. And like, why wouldn't you wait for her schedule, if that was true, give her the more money. But that was Neve's thing too. She wanted more money to be in Scream 6, and they said no.
Yeah. I think it probably comes down to a formula of like, we only want to spend, if you're the producers, you only want to spend $25 million on a Scream movie,
yep,
because you know it's going to at least make $80 to $100 million. Mm-hmm. And even if it makes, it doesn't do as well and it makes 50 or 40, it's like you're still in profit. And to give anyone an extra $5 million probably just sucks. And like the world with streaming and like physical media and stuff is all like a mess. Nobody knows what's going on. So from a business standpoint, it probably only makes sense on the books.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's ever really thinking that far down the head because producers in Hollywood are always like going from job to job to job. So they just have to make the decision that's in front of them at that time.
Well, what the hot thing now is AI is writing scripts and taking script jobs and writing television shows. So maybe AI is after.
I mean, I don't know if it's done one yet that we know of, but I feel like with AI, again, we won't solve it on this, but I feel like AI is like, it's like a, what's it called? It's more of a, people are trying to sell software. Yeah. I don't think so. Like, it's very easy to sell software or a program if you're saying it can do these things.
But can it actually do these things? Yeah,
like, I think the Crow director, Alex Proyas, put out a trailer for an AI-made movie. Did either of you see that?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know if anybody saw it because it looks terrible. Like, so it just looks like the still images where it's all like, it's all just like the big glow behind the person and they have giant boobs and the face of Emma Stone and stuff like that. It's like, that's what all that AI art looks like.
Right.
It's speculation. I think that's what it is because people are trying to like sell software.
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher made this big statement the other day saying, oh, all our movies very soon are going to be AI created. Guess what Ashton Kutcher owns?
AI
he owns a he's invested in a software company that makes AI.
Yeah. So then do we get like, so if we're doing like that 90s show and then we have an AI generated Danny Masterson, is that problematic or is that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It is. Still problematic. Okay. Yeah. Right.
Just wondering.
He's in jail.
So that's a good segue.
Hyde is in jail. Yeah.
I just wonder if AI is just like the Meta headset. Does anybody own like a MetaQuest headset?
No.
Has anybody watched their like movies on MetaQuest?
No.
Or the whatever the Quest 2 or
no.
I don't know. Like, but that's like a soft, like, remember how hard they pushed that like 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Like everybody was like, you're going to have all your meetings in Meta.
No.
Like you're going to put on the headset and everybody's going to look at like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I think where AI is going to be is like, AI is definitely going to replace, like, if you're making a movie and you have to, like have someone outside, but you're doing, like, a blue screen or a green screen, beforehand you had to send a camera crew out to, like, get...
Map the area.
Yeah, get clouds. Get a shot of clouds. Get a shot of, like, the road. Like, you literally just drove down a road with a camera and just shot, like, the outside so you could put people driving in a car. I think now you're just going to say you're going to be able to, like, create, like, a loop of people driving and stuff like that. I don't think it's going to be.
I don't think it will because you can't really replace.
It could be a plot inside of the Scream 7 film is what we're talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
You know how I feel about this.
What if it starts with someone putting on the Meta headset and then they get chased by Ghostface? Yeah. Or it ends with like Nev like saving the day and killing like her twin sister and all this stuff, and then it shows Stu taking off the headset and he's in jail
and that was just his virtual reality keeping himself entertained.
It could be.
Well, yeah,
why not?
I mean, I think it's kind of like what we talked about. I think it's the safe bet is that it's Nev Campbell and I think it's Patrick Dempsey and they're the parents.
Yeah.
And then they have kids that are in high school and that's your new cast. And ghost face killings start happening, and that's your thing. I don't know what the plot or twist would be, but I feel like that's the safe route.
Yeah,
you know, for sure. And Patrick Dempsey, was in Thanksgiving, so he's making a little comeback. He would be if he hopped back on this.
He was back on Grey's Anatomy.
Was he?
A couple of seasons
ago. Didn't
he
die?
He was a ghost.
Spoiler.
My wife watches it. I watched it because I was like, oh man, McDreamy's back.
I stopped watching it when he died. I was like, well, there's no more point in this show anymore.
I've only seen the craziest episodes.
Yeah.
Where they're like lost in the woods and stuff.
That one was the plane crash.
Yeah.
That was traumatic. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Anyways.
thanks for watching our Grey's Anatomy cast. Yeah. Tune in next week when we review season 26.
Do you think there's a world where they shoot Scream 7 and then there's a reveal at the end where Sam or Tara make a cameo?
I don't think so now, but I also say there's, but here's the thing, actually, I would say it's as good of a chance for that as there is a chance for Scream 7 not to even happen. I think there's a legit thing that we like, it kind of gets canceled.
Yeah. Oh, that's, I never even thought about that. Yeah. That would be sad. Yeah.
Because they just can't pull it together, right?
It might happen again in 5 years.
Yeah.
But I they've also kind of lost the momentum.
They did. You know? When they fired Melissa, they really did.
Yeah, they stumbled.
Like,
they
were, that train was moving, and then... Yeah.
We were getting one a year, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it seemed like everyone was game, at least with like the young cast, yeah, and the creators and the directors. And yeah, they did. They lost their momentum. Do you think Skeet Ulrich returns in Ghost Billy? Or do you think something like that happens again? Do you think they get rid of that shtick and they're doing new stuff? Is it back to basics?
I think whatever it is, it's going to... I really hope. I don't know if I can think, because historically it's always the same movie.
Yeah.
But I really hope that there's like a twist that's apparent right away.
Yeah.
Like some... I can't tell you exactly what it is, but maybe... To get me in again, like as excited as I was for 5 and 6, they have to do something kind of special. They got to announce something pretty special.
Yeah.
Because if it's just Sydney has to come back to Woodsboro one last time.
Yeah.
A mystery killing draws Sydney back in. It's like, okay, all right. That was the plot of every Scream movie.
And she's literally like, fuck you, I'm not coming. Well, figure it out yourself.
What drew him in last time was, spoiler for Scream 5, that Dewey died. That's why they came back.
That's true, yeah.
Right? So, like, you can't be like, Courtney Cox died, she's got to come back. Well, do you think that they are going to be in Woodsboro again? Or do you think, because she lives somewhere else with her
husband. She lives far the fuck away from Woodsboro. And
I don't think they said where, but she doesn't live anywhere near that.
Mm-mm.
We were in New York. Are we going to be in a new location? Or are we going to go back to Woodsboro?
There's no reason to go to New York, necessarily, because all the other characters were just there for college.
Yeah.
And if you do a time jump, then...
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I think we're in a new location. She's not going back to Woodsboro. Like, I just don't think she's like, I'm done. Yeah. Figure it out yourselves.
Well, and they also did that. That was the whole point of Scream 4, was back to Woodsboro. Because that was Kevin Williamson's Scream 3, was back to Woodsboro also.
You know how I want to see if they do back to Woodsboro? Wherever the new location is, I think at the end of the second act, beginning of the third act... They get kidnapped, whoever it is.
Yeah.
And the hoods get pulled off and Sid's back in her old house.
And she's like, motherfuck.
Oh, totally, yeah.
And like, that's like, what the fuck are you doing here?
We brought
what
you back here. And she's like, God damn it, I said I was never coming back.
That would be the only way, or her children are there for some reason. But you forget, too, you're in a world where everyone knows about these killings. There's 100 the Stab movies, and that was like a lot of the Scream 5 and 6 plots, where Scream 5 was they wanted to reboot the franchise and make Stab better, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything in our real world, it doesn't even have to be like murder related, but is there anything in our real world where someone has become so famous that everyone knows them like this? I mean, I guess you could say like O.J. Simpson in some way, but he was famous already. But or maybe like Tonya Harding. And
what about like Casey Anthony, killed her daughter, but not killed her, like that whole deal.
Yeah, like the killers that are famous that got away with it.
Or even just someone who, something happened to them and they just became like one of the most recognizable people because of just something that just happened.
Yeah, they're not like, they're just a regular person.
Like, even if you're O.J. Simpson, you're the killer, you know?
Yeah.
Or I don't know, I'm curious. Because you could almost like find what that story is and see like if there's something that the Scream franchise hasn't tapped into.
Yeah. With. You know, they haven't. They kind of did, but you could do all found footage.
Yeah.
I mean, bring back found footage. Do all found footage Scream film.
Hmm.
That'd be weird.
That would be weird.
I don't think
they'd do that. How would they do that?
Yeah.
Or a Scream film all in one location, at least.
Yeah.
It's all inside a house.
I've always wanted another Scream movie to take place during the wintertime. I think that'd be a lot of fun. But I say that like with most franchises. Like I want a Friday the 13th in the winter. I want Evil Dead in the dead of winter. I think that's just a fun setting that like these franchises, they don't... I don't even think Nightmare on Elm Street did wintertime.
I don't think that... Yeah, not at all.
Dude, the dead of winter. See, like the breath coming from Ghostface mask.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
That's true.
You know, some icicle kills.
Mm.
Yeah.
All icicle kills.
Yeah. Does Kirby return? Like, we're talking about people coming back to franchises. Who are you going to put your cards on that someone shows up? Say you have Nev and you have Courtney Cox and you have Patrick Dempsey. Who else do you think they'd bring in? Who do we got left?
I mean, Kirby's fun.
Yeah.
I think they could have done... There's still room to do a lot more with Kirby.
Mm.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a big cameo for Scream 6.
Yeah.
You know, there's a little bit where she was like a red herring briefly.
Mm. She could be the killer.
She could be the killer.
She snaps. Yeah. I mean, PTSD, man.
Yeah. That's true. They didn't really do too much with her in Scream 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Who do you think? Who do you think they could bring back? I like the idea.
Cameraman from part two.
Yes.
I think I wanted that before.
Fuck out, I'm out.
That would be perfect.
Yeah.
I would like, I think it'd be a lot of fun if Cotton Weary came back, even though, like, I think he's pretty definitively dead, but I know when they go to stab him, it, like,
it cuts away
to the title sequence.
Yeah.
True. I
don't think
it's
you
stretch.
You don't see a killing blow at all.
Yeah.
It's really like the knife's up in the air and it comes down.
Yeah.
And they just kind of say Cotton's dead.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible. But I guess I kind of look at it like anyone who's a casual fan of the series, I don't know if they're really thinking about Cotton as much.
Yeah.
Well, that could have been the same for Kirby, though, if you're a casual fan. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Who the fuck is Kirby?
Yeah. But then she doesn't really like do anything aside from she's just... They establish quickly, like, oh, you're an FBI agent, and you were one of the victims.
What if they're
one of the attackees?
What if Scream 7 does, I think it was what Saw 4 or 5 did, where the reveal is Scream 7 takes place in tandem with, like, Scream 6.
That'd be really cool. Oh, because then you could have Kirby. Kirby could be on a whole other different adventure.
Yeah.
It could be called Kirby and Adventureland.
Scream 7, Kirby's Adventures.
I don't know how you connect it, but the idea that you realize the timeline isn't what you think it is is interesting.
Yeah.
And maybe it takes place between 4 and 5. It takes place between 5 and 6.
Yeah. That would be exciting. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. There has to be something to it. I know we're going to like go back and it's just going to be a straight out Scream movie. Like nothing's going to change. We're going to be like, it was awesome. 5 stars.
Yeah. I know. Every time we do a review, it's like the best movie ever. Yeah.
It's so good.
But they're good. They're entertaining. What I like about the heart of Scream movies is they are just entertaining as hell.
Yeah.
And even though they kind of have the same beats, I love the killer reveals.
Yeah.
I love the kills. I love being with the characters that you care about. So if just a basic level, if they give us that, I'll still be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though it's, you know, how many times can she survive?
Yeah.
Maybe they kill her. Do they kill her off?
I mean, that's the thing everybody always talks about.
And do that they would actually kill her off this time?
They either kill her in the beginning or they reveal she's the killer in the beginning.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like Kevin Williamson would have her be the killer.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd have her be the killer.
I think he really cares about the Sydney killer.
Yeah.
Or Sydney character.
Yeah. And the one other unique thing about this franchise is it's not like a Ghostface is someone different pretty much all the time. It's not like a Myers or a Freddy of like, we are finally killing them.
Yeah.
There's like no definitive killing of Ghostface. You can't definitively just... Because it's always someone different with a different motive.
Because anyone can pick up that mask, put it on, and kill people.
This could be the thing they could reveal. Why do the characters call the killer Ghostface? So the character is never called Ghostface until Scream 4 when Kirby calls the character Ghostface.
Really?
No, in Scream 1, 2, and 3, the killer is never called Ghostface. Except... What happens is when Tatum's being killed, she says, what are you doing, Mr. Ghostface?
Right.
But she dies, right? So there's room to reveal how the word Ghostface came out. Because in Scream 1, 2, and 3, they only say the killer.
Yeah.
And Ghostface wasn't in the script. I've always heard that the character was in the first film was called Father Death on the script.
Huh. Weird.
Right? And then it wasn't until they made like an action figure of the character in like 2007 that they actually titled the character Ghostface.
It's just society gave that character a nickname.
Yeah.
It was just what happened in culture.
Yeah. But no one, I never remember calling the character Ghostface.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't recall.
It happened like almost a decade after Scream 3.
I feel like it happened with merchandising.
Yeah, for sure.
What if in the world it doesn't have anything to do with Sydney and they're just someone picked up a Ghostface mask because they're fans of Stab?
Yeah.
And they just start killing people. And then they go to Sydney because, like, she's, you know, she knows some things. And, she could be an informant. Because her husband is a cop. I'm assuming he's still a cop somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then it's just nothing to do with Sydney at all.
Yeah.
Totally disconnected. It just happens to be in the same place where she lives. And someone just picks up a Stab mask and they're like,
good at killing Ghostface.
And she's just good at it.
Yeah.
And she's like,
who are you going to call?
Yeah.
Sydney.
How many people has Sydney killed by now? She's killed at least 3 or 4 people, right?
You're going to make me think real time she killed.
She kills Billy. She killed Stu.
She did the final blow with Stu.
Well, no, but does she kill Billy?
No. Gail. Or does Gail shoots him in the head?
Shoots him in the head.
Yeah.
Gail shoots him in the head.
Okay, so she's one person.
She kills Stu.
Allegedly. Supposedly.
Allegedly kills you.
Allegedly. So far,
her
she
brother
hasn't really killed anyone.
Does Dewey kill her brother? Dewey kills Roman. The head. And then he shoots him in the head in Scream 3.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Because
you think he's dead and they hold hands.
Scream 2, Debbie Salt kills Mickey. And then how does Debbie die? Does Gail kill Debbie?
No, I think Sydney actually kills Debbie.
Does Sydney shoot her in the head?
I think
in my head, I don't know if it happened, but Nev Campbell and Courtney, they both unload their guns into a character.
Into Mickey.
Mickey?
Mickey comes back at the end, and then they unload him into him. So maybe Mickey does count. But I don't know who.
I feel like Sydney did kill Debbie because
she like double taps her in the
head. Yeah, because it was like her son. That whole deal.
But I remember it's that thing where like she's gonna like they say that the killer always comes back and she goes quick.
Yeah.
But I don't know who's holding the gun. It's Gail or if it's
Well, Sydney. She's killed a decent amount of people. And
she killed her cousin.
She's critically.
Allegedly.
She's critically.
Well, yeah, she fell out. She does.
Yeah.
So.
And then does she kill? And is it Amber? Does she kill Amber? They put the lighter
Was it a group effort?
It's her
and Gail. I think it's a group effort.
They pour the stuff on her.
Because she comes out on fire and someone shoots her. So yeah, I can't remember.
I know it's like killer
it's
semantics.
It was Gail because she killed Dewey, and so Sydney was like, "This is one's for you," and she's like.
Sydney's pretty comfortable killing people.
Sydney is.
She really doesn't have a lot of trauma.
She had to get used to it though.
Yeah. What if she likes it? What if Scream 7's this really deep psychological thriller where she's just like I like killing.
I'm gay.
I haven't killed in 7 years now.
That'd be awesome.
I'm itching. Yeah. I'm just itching to shoot someone in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's just tying people up on her property.
That's rad.
Yeah.
My pitch, I think I've told you guys off screen, but I think what would be really fun, unique, different, but not, you start the film with Stu being released from prison and then killings start happening. So everyone thinks it's Stu killing people. and then the, whatever happens in the middle is just kind of your classic Scream thing. But then your reveal is that he is not the killer. And then he ends up saving Sydney at the end and maybe in turn sacrificing himself. So you get a full Stu
character arc
arc, and then also maybe a brief it doesn't even have to be a spoken thing, but a look between Sid and Stu of forgiveness.
Yeah.
And that would be the movie I'd pitch. I don't know. I don't know if it would fly, but I think
Enemies to Lovers.
Yeah. Enemies to Lovers. Well, they're not. I mean, they could be.
They could be.
What if Sydney has a Billy child that we don't know about?
That'd be a stretch, because she would have had to have like had that kid right before Scream 2 started.
Yeah.
And then really, she would have done the same thing her mother did. So maybe it's possible.
Yeah.
Gave her up for adoption, yeah. Never spoke of it again.
What if that's like the coming back to the origins of like the mother and her stuff? What if she's more like her mother than she thought? And maybe that was a thing where she abandoned her son or...
History of repeating itself.
I don't think Kevin Williamson likes that Scream 3 story.
Yeah.
I don't know if I think he said some things like he kind of accepts that that's the story, but he never liked the brother storyline. Yeah.
No.
Dang.
Because he had a whole different pitch for what was supposed to be his Scream 3.
Huh.
But they haven't ignored it, but they also haven't really, like, there hasn't been any references. Well, Roman gets one quick reference in Scream 6, where they say he was the only single
killer.
Yeah.
Oh, do we think that in Scream 7, it's just a carryover from the villains and the villains' motives from 5 and 6?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think it's like that family still?
the grandparents?
They're all dead, though, right?
The mom.
The mom?
What happened to the mother?
Their mother?
Dermot Mulberry?
Dermot, yeah.
And then his children?
Dingleberry?
Where was the mother of those children?
I don't know if it said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then why would she go after Sydney when she wanted to go after Melissa?
They'll be a fun little logic. Melissa got fired, so I have to kill you now.
I can't find her, but I found you.
Well, who did... Okay, so in these new ones, Nev helped kill the flaming girl.
Yeah.
So there's Amber's
parents. So Amber would have family.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it just has to be. What would actually be scary is if it's just like a random murderer who doesn't have like any motives.
Well, it was kind of like the intro to Scream 6, right? That guy didn't really have any ties with anybody. Yeah. He was just killing because it was cool.
Yeah.
And they were friends with Richie.
Yeah.
And they wanted to help finish his movie.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
But it could just be someone who was like a fan of Stab and woke up one day and was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I want to start killing people.
I don't know. I feel like the fan thing, though, is kind of played out. Like,
oh, totally.
Right.
You know, from 5 and 6, like, we're fans. We're making a movie.
Right.
Yeah. My insides want it to go back to a basic thing.
If it's about franchise fatigue, it could be someone at the studio who's trying to reinvent, trying to continue the franchise for, like, the Stab, future Stab films.
Yeah.
So he's trying to reinvent something.
So yeah, we're having like a killing that.
Just to like mix things up.
Get things going again.
Yeah.
Huh. What?
Gale snaps. Gale's the killer.
Yeah. I mean, I have a hard time seeing our two survivors snapping and be.
I don't think so. I think if someone snaps, it's Kirby. If we're going to get a legacy killer, it's going to be Kirby.
Yeah.
We've also like talked about a legacy killer since Scream 3. Like just like within the fandom, everybody's been like, well, what if. Dewey's the killer.
Right.
Yeah.
It'd be unexpected, but it's like, well, if you saw it, you'd be like, okay, we've predicted that eight times.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, definitely.
I think we predicted that Dewey was the killer in Scream 6. Yeah. That might have been one of my predictions.
It was,
yeah.
Or that he's still alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, he could still be alive. I'm going to stick with that. Like, those wounds were pretty bad, but he could still be alive.
Yeah. Totally. He totally could.
I mean, look
could.
At how many times Chad got stabbed.
A lot. Like, he got stabbed more than 50 Cent.
Yeah, and he was still alive. Yeah.
So, that's a good one. So, Chad and, what was the other?
Mindy.
Do you think they come back?
They've said publicly that no one's even contacted them for the
film. Yeah, I think I saw on that guy's Twitter that he's something along the lines of, I haven't heard anything.
Yeah. I also feel like you never really hear the true story until, but like 20 years later.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, like, maybe some point in 2041 we'll find out what really happened behind the scenes.
Is there a world where 7 happens, people are like, yeah, it's not so bad, okay, let's make an 8, and then they're like, okay, now we need to bring back and close out their trilogy?
They have to,
for sure.
We
think so.
They'd be stupid not to. I don't know.
Yeah. some times pass and like changing of the guards at the studio. Yeah. I think you wait for a couple people to leave and a couple people to come back. And they're like, hey, we're running this place now. We're sorry about all that. Come on back.
Yeah.
So I did forget one other piece of news is that Paramount merged with Skydance Entertainment.
Okay.
So there's like a merger happening within Paramount now. So there's two things that could happen. There's motivation to get their big franchises going again. Mm-hmm. But there's also, like, if they don't value Scream, there's also, like, they might just get pushed to the side. Because, like, oh, this is too much trouble or whatever.
But doesn't it make money?
Oh, no.
They always make money.
Doesn't it just come down to, like, whatever trouble it causes, as long as it makes us money, let's just let them cause their ruckus over here?
Yeah.
Because you know you're going to get at least a little your money back, if not a little bit more.
But then it comes down to, like, are they thinking – they look at all their franchises. Like yes, it does make money, but do they say, okay, well, we have Top Gun and we have Shrek and we have, you know, whatever else. Like literally, like, do they say, okay, well, we know these are going to make $200 million and Scream's going to make $100 million.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know what happens with priority shuffle type things. And it might literally just be, like, whoever is, like, taking up some sort of executive production job, they might just be like, well, I don't like horror movies or, oh, hey.
Well,
like,
if they cancel it now, wouldn't they already lose money? I imagine if Neve Campbell signed, said she was doing it, that if, like, it gets canceled, that she just gets that money no matter what.
She probably has some sort of pay or play thing, but you also just, like, I don't know. Hollywood contracts, nobody knows.
It's weird. Yeah. Well, I guarantee Courtney Cox will come back if they want her to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope they don't, because her face is weird. And
that would be one we could kill.
We could just get rid of Gail.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
Maybe. You know, her character wasn't the best in Scream 6, but it was cool. Like, she still had a cool, like, fight scene.
She had a cool fight scene. That was fun.
The best thing about Scream 6 is all, like, the kill sequences are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or give her just words and a story to chew on, because the fact that Dewey died and it didn't really seem to affect her much in Scream 6.
Yeah.
Well, she ended 5 like, I'm not going to write a book. And then she wrote a fucking book.
She wrote the book, which I get. It's what her character does after, like, almost every.
I know, everything. But, like.
Well, that might have been because originally Sydney was in the Scream 6 script. And if they took her out, there could have been all sorts of things that were left out that her and, like, maybe her and Gail had their own little subplot that then got, like, canceled because of it.
Right.
I'd rather them, like, use the character well than not have it in there.
Yeah.
But if Sydney's coming back, there's room to, like, I don't know, maybe the movie can be about something more than just them on the run from a killer, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's what would excite me. Mm-hmm. If there's, like, another story that's happening that's not just, like, a plot device.
Yeah. Well, when's the last time, like, she's been the star of the film? She was a star of, like, 1 and 2.
Courtney?
No.
Or Sydney?
Sydney. Like, she wasn't really the star of 5 or 6, and she wasn't the star of 4.
4?
So much?
Not really.
She was when she came back.
Yeah, I mean, Sydney had an important part, but they were trying to, like, pass the baton a little bit in 4 and then in 5, and I think it happened a little better in 5 than 4.
Mm.
But really, like, once Sydney's back in 4, the movie's all about Sydney.
Yeah.
And that's maybe that was a detriment to that cast, because Sydney in Scream 5 was a lesser kind of role.
Right. Yeah. She but just one, popped in towards the end.
But
to, like,
once Sydney and Gail are, like, on the track of the killer and they're going to the school and, like, interviewing the kids in Scream 4, like, then it's all Sydney's movie.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't care about Jill as much or even Kirby as much.
Yeah.
It always seemed like they'd have their party at the house and you're just like, when's Sid going to get here?
Yeah.
We just need to get our hands on the script that they got. We got some connections.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that'd be awesome.
That'd be cool. Yeah. I don't know. Any other predictions or things you want to talk about? Theories with Scream 7?
I don't think so.
You think it's going to have a subtitle?
No.
No, just Scream 7.
Yeah.
Unless what, it's well, like cause Scream 5,
7, The New Blood.
Because Scream 5 was Scream.
Oh, yeah.
And now, like, everyone calls it Scream 5.
Oh, yeah. I always called it Scream 5. It was stupid to call it Scream.
It was stupid to call it Scream. It's fucking Scream 5.
But that's that's what it's called. It's called Scream.
Yeah, but only on, like, posters, I think. I don't know.
Well, because it wasn't that, well, like,
the theme, rebooting the franchise.
Rebooting franchises, because there's other franchises where they're like, and it's back to this. I mean, like, that we already have that title of a fucking movie, guys. Yeah. And the same thing. Like,
yeah. Are we going to get a new Ghostface mask? Are we gonna, because of the Scream series, they had a different mask. Are we gonna get?
I like that Scream 6 was about the masks. That was kind of cool.
That was sick.
That was fun.
I'm up for something different. I'm up for like the killer being something different, and then at the very end he like earns the mask. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
All these are great ideas. It won't happen.
And hopefully we'll get a movie so we can come back to this and be like, all right, what did we predict and what did we
Well,
not?
As soon as we get a trailer, we will do a podcast and talk about the trailer. So they're still in pre-production.
We could be I don't even know. I don't even know if they have a start date.
This time next year. So
that we might we'll not get a trailer for a year.
Best case scenario, they shoot end of summer, they shoot through the fall, and we get a trailer for like Christmas.
Yeah, that'd be,
best case scenario, right?
Yeah, I mean, because the earliest they'd probably put it out would be like April or March of 2025.
Yeah.
Cool.
Unless they're just like crazy and they're like,
yeah,
I don't know. Did you ever hear about that new Hellboy movie that they made in secret? Every so often they do those movies.
Secret Hellboy.
Well, no, every so often they make those movies just to retain the rights. What if they made a Scream movie just to retain the rights? That was like the Hellraiser movies too.
Yeah.
What if Scream 7 is about making a movie to retain the rights? That would be brilliant.
That'd be cool.
But they've done these things every so often. Like in order to keep the Hellraiser rights, they had to make a movie. So they like famously, I think it was like started with Hellraiser 5 or 6. The director, Scott Derrickson, they just said, you have $200,000 to make a Hellraiser movie. You have to use this script that was written for something else. You just have to put Pinhead in like three scenes and it has to be made in like 4 months or whatever, something crazy it was. And they just had to do it. Yeah.
Which one was that?
I want to say it was 5. It was whatever one Scott Derrickson directed. It's supposed to be really good. Are they all here?
No, I got a couple of them.
Yeah.
I've seen most of them. I don't think I've seen like the. I saw the remake, and then I didn't see the last two before the remake. I saw the one with the guy who was in Nightbreed. I forget his name. Anyway, sidetracked.
Yeah.
Scream 7. I hope it happens, and I hope it's good. And I hope we're surprised, but also we just get a Scream movie, right? Yeah. I hope they do some cool stuff and some fun reveals. I hope that the killers aren't predictable with the casting they do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just hope it gets made.
They better.
Just please, I want to be
on the podcast
it.
Again. Or at least do an Elm Street movie.
Yeah.
Something for me to do.
We do need a new Elm Street movie.
Yeah.
Because it's been so long since
we do.
We got, because the other one does not count.
No. It doesn't. Well,
What other one? Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
No idea.
It was like a Mandela effect, like it was but it never happened.
Never heard of it. So people watching and listening, what are your Scream 7 theories? What do you think is going to happen? What do you want to see happen? What do you think about Melissa and Jenna Ortega getting the can and Nev Campbell taking up the starring role?
Right.
Are
you excited? Is your bar high, or you're just like, meh, it's pretty low. We'll see what happens.
Or is it like Sean here, where you're not excited at all?
No expectations, not excited.
So you'll walk in there just stone-faced, be like, whatever. Whatever, man.
Yeah.
Whatever, brother, roll it. Yeah. You're not even going to go into the good theater. You're just going to go into
the wheel.
The regular theater.
Yeah.
Normal sound for this one. I don't care. I don't care at all.
See it at the drive-in.
Yeah.
Wait till it gets to the Garland.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, find parking.
Yeah. Okay. Inside joke. We were just talking about.
Never
mind. Talking about logistics of parking around like theaters.
Yeah, which sucks.
These are the real deals.
Yeah. Anyways,
our Bloody Marys are dead.
Scream
and so
7.
Are we.
Sean.
Yeah.
This guy over here.
What up?
Hey you.
Who are you?
Hey you.
This broad.
This broad.
Silly lady. Yeah. All right. Catch you next time, fuckers.
Bye bye.
Yeah. Bye.